scalding of the feet.
When Mary was caught outside of the house of Count Spencer, she admitted that she was hired to kidnap Count Spencer's son. The Count was outraged and wanted to beat the woman to death, but his wife persuaded him to bring the woman to justice. The trial was overseen by a young judge who had a strange sense of humor. "Why did you decide to kidnap a child?" he asked Mary. "They promised to pay me well. I could not buy firewood, and my legs are very cold," the woman answered. The judge thought for a moment and then said, "The court has decided to warm your feet." Mary was tied to a wooden bench and her ankles were shackled into pads. The water in the cast iron vat was boiling. The executioner picked up a long ladle and showed it to Mary. Her eyes were wildly running around. She did not understand what they were going to do to her. When the first jet of boiling water touched her foot, Mary screamed. Pain and anguish were in her cries. The executioner scooped up water and poured it alternately onto the unfortunate woman's feet. The skin on Mary's legs flushed, and then blisters began to burst. Mary didn't give out a scream anymore. She was only wheezing helplessly, hanging her head against the wooden bed until she lost consciousness. Torture of the feet was widely used in Asia to punish debtors, thieves, and guilty soldiers. In the 21st century, several cases of torture by scalding the feet with boiling oil were recorded.